Blog Talk Radio.
Once you get the non-white person in a state of mind and a viewpoint of life, of what life should be about for them, you know, as a victim, I mean, there's an old adage, I mean, there's nothing better than having a happy slave. That's a perfect situation. A slave that's walking around grumpy all the time, man, is dangerous. But the slave that's playing that banjo and kicking up his heels and think he's in heaven, that's the one we want to keep. A grumpy slave might slip up behind you any dark night with an axe.
The mic drop. Yo, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the Big Mike Drop. I am your host, Big Mike. Glad to be back, man. It's been about a week. You know what I'm saying? I've been off, man, for about a week. Had some things happen. I want to start the show off today, and I'm going old school with the shades tonight, man. This is no script tonight. I'm by myself holding it down. You know what I mean? Ronnie will be back with us Thursday. You know what I'm saying? But tonight, I'm here to talk. I'm here to talk tonight, so if it's okay, let me talk to y'all tonight. You know, it's a lot of serious things going on right now. First and foremost, I'd like to shout out to Lil Joe 1600. He was on the show last week. Shout out to Lil Joe. Lil Joe was shot last week. 2-3 days after the show, he was shot. And, you know, it's just one of them situations, man, where you realize that this shit is real. You know what I'm saying? We got that guy Carmen Warren in this thing. But you just realize that this shit is real out here, man, in these streets. You know what I mean? And like I said, we're happy that Lil Joe is alive. You know what I'm saying? Get well soon, bro. And, you know, definitely come back and follow back, you know, circle back around with the show, man. Let us know how you're doing. Everybody also check out his music, man. You know what I mean? But with all that being said, it's real out here. I mean, we had Alpo got killed last week. And Alpo is going to actually be the topic of my show tonight. And it kind of falls into, it leads to other conversations. It leads to other conversations because, in my opinion, Alpo should have started a podcast. He should have started a podcast. And you'll understand my reasoning behind that when this show is over. Before we move on, y'all see it. You see it that way. You see it. You see it. Shout out to the Atlanta Braves, man. Winning the World Series. You know what I'm saying? Dropping Houston bodies, man. I told y'all we're going to kick Houston right in the Astros, and that's just what happened. And then look what turns around and happens in Houston right after that. What's considered a house of horrors. Once again, this is like the last 3 weeks Houston has been described as that. The Travis Scott concert. Travis Scott concert in which 8 or 9 people, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was 8 people died at the concert being trampled to death. And if y'all seen the setup and seen what the concert looks like, y'all will understand just how weird and demonic that shit was. Now I'll just go ahead and say it straight up. You know, this guy was like performing in front of some portal or whatnot. And, you know, mosh pitting, stuff like that, I get it. You know, you want to get the crowd crunk. But when people start getting killed or people start passing out and you see all of this happening, you're supposed to stop your show, which is why Travis Scott is facing charges and lawsuits. Not charges, but lawsuits. I'm sure charges are coming. I'm sure charges are coming for him because they're building a case against him now because this is like his 4th time. He's been warned before for starting public disturbances, in which case people get hurt. You know, so, hey, we're going to keep an eye on that as well. It's another case that happened. And shout out to Star Report. Star actually brought this to my attention. I remember when this happened at a club in Rhode Island with the group Great White. And that was back in, that was a while ago. Let me see when that date was. It was the Station Nightclub. And when did that happen? That happened February 20th, 2003, my wife's birthday. Oh, wow. February 20th, 2003, in which over 100 people were killed in a fire that erupted after pyrotechnics went wrong for the group Great White, which actually, I think they had a song back in the day, man. I used to be a big rock fan. I actually still am a big rock fan, but they had the song Once Bitten, Twice Shy. It was like some vampires type of shit. But, yeah, you know, pyrotechnics went wrong, and, you know, people were hurt. People were killed, over 200 injuries. And there were criminal charges brought against the manager of that group, and he did serve time in prison. So is there a precedent for Travis Scott to be criminally charged in this situation that happened at Astroworld? My condolences to Houston, Texas. Like I said, It's hard to celebrate the sweet taste of victory because there's so many tragedies happening there. But, you know, it is what it is. We kicked y'all ass. Black folks in Atlanta are complaining. And I don't know if it's just black folks. Let me be fair. But people are complaining about the parade, the World Series parade, and how it had to actually go through. So I don't know, those of you who haven't been to Atlanta in a while, they've moved the Braves Stadium from Turner Field to where they call Truist Park. Truist Park is in Cobb County. Cobb County is the county adjacent to Fulton County, right across the Chattahoochee River. One that went down Peachtree, and the other that went by Truist Park through Cobb County. So apparently ATLians are upset that the parade was going like 30 miles per hour. Hey, they say the parade passed by the news lady so fast that her hair was blowing. So, you know, I could see being understandably upset, but here's my deal. Back in the day, in the 90s and when after, you know, the 80s, 90s, Turner Field was not safe. You could get your ass robbed going to see a baseball game. You don't really have that problem now. It's in Cobb County. Are Atlantans wrong? Atlanteans, was it Atlanteans? Atlanteans wrong? Are they wrong for being upset about this? Or are they just bitching and complaining? As a transplant myself, this is the price you pay for being lit. Now you got all type of posers up here, including myself. Not from here. I do, however, embrace the culture. Most parts of the culture. You know, some parts I could leave, but most parts of the culture I do embrace. Uh-oh, Amber Alert say 30339 is still ATL. Truist Park is in Metro Atlanta. All right, then, we clear it up. So y'all bring y'all ass to the west side. Bring your ass to the west side if you want to celebrate. Bring your ass to the west side if you want to celebrate. I'm going to hit them lips, man. Be looking at my lips, man. I look at myself in the screen while I do this. I probably shouldn't do that. But, you know, got to make sure the lips aren't chapped. We don't need no whiteness on the lips. So, for those of you who aren't familiar, and for those of you who are just joining us, tonight, the title of the show is Alpo Should Have Started a Podcast. And I'm going to tell you why Alpo should have started a podcast. He'd be alive today, and he'd be paid today. Why do we celebrate criminals and snitches? Let's get down to the nitty-gritty of the whole issue. Why do we celebrate criminals and snitches in our culture? The real question. I'm not claiming to have the answers. But I do have a lot of questions with maybe some suggestions. If the question is this way or that way, then I may have a suggestion or two of what we can do. But before we do that, let's get all the coons out the building.
Remember how you felt when you introduced your female cousin to your mediocre white girlfriend? Or how about when you went out with your white coworkers to happy hour and ended up losing your job with harassment charges? Or even when you interviewed this nigga knowing good and damn well you weren't going to hire him because he looked like your baby daddy people, although he was qualified. We at the Big Mike Drop Labs would like to introduce you to Coonitin, a drug for coonish behavior. Doctors reported a 3.8% drop in platinum blonde dark ass niggas last year alone, and Coonitin has a 75% effectivity rate in old ass coon niggas. 9% of working age coons self-reported exercising greater restraint from kissing white folks' asses, plus cutting down on the spread of pink eye in the office. If you're experiencing coonish symptoms, ask your doctor if Coonitin is right for you. Warning, Coonitin does have laxative properties, so don't use it if you're completely full of shit. Coonitin, because coons gotta live too. They might as well be medicated. Also, from the makers of Coonitin, Divestrogen, a medication for divestors who think no one notices the difference between the wig texture and the texture on the back of your neck. Approved by Dr. Mammy. Patients over 60 are encouraged to receive their Coonitin booster shots every 6 months. Don't be miserable. Get your life back with Coonitin.
My bad. I stopped it early because I spilled something. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're getting back started. Give me 1 second. Man, that sucks. Give me 1 second. I got to take a quick break. Hold on 1 minute.
Yo, what's up, family? It's your boy, Big Mike. I appreciate y'all for checking out my channel, man. If you like what we're doing and you want us to keep dropping this dope-ass, thought-provoking content, hit that like, share, and subscribe button. Also, hit the notification bell so you can be notified whenever we go live. Hey, I couldn't do this without y'all. I look forward to dropping more content for y'all. This your boy, Big Mike. I'm out.
All right. There we go. There we go. Let me get back on track. Drawing you two. Don't be laughing at me out there, man. So we got rid of most of the coons, man. I did not mean to hit that button. But we got rid of most of them. For those of you who haven't seen it, that is our new sponsor, Coonerton. Coonerton. And it actually, I think they really left this time. So let's have a real discussion, man. Let's have a real discussion. And I'm going to open up the phone lines because I have a question tonight. I have a question tonight. And I want to know what y'all have to think about it. Is there a conspiracy to destroy American black people? Let's have fun with it. Is there a conspiracy to destroy American black people? I would say yes. I would say yes. And I feel like this culture of criminal worship actually contributes to that, if that makes sense. Fresh mouse pad on deck. There we go. Let's hop back to it. So for those of you who aren't familiar with who Alpo Martinez is, if you watch the movie Paid in Full, it came out probably, 2004, 2005? Paid in Full has Wood Harris, Mekhi Phifer, and Cam'ron. The character that Cam'ron played is the portrayal or the fictional, you know, based on a true character, and that character is Alpo Martinez. Now, Alpo Martinez was one of the most vicious drug dealers, and he came up in one of the most vicious times. You know, I'm not going to sit up and call the man vicious. I don't really know him, but he was a victim of some very vicious circumstances, and it may not have necessarily been his fault. In my opinion, he was a victim himself, a victim of urban decay and a victim of poverty. In which case, poverty will drive you to do a lot of things that normal people or people with normal circumstances wouldn't necessarily do, like sell crack or sell heroin or do things that are destructive to your community, kill other people, extort people. Poverty will create sociopaths out of what were to be regular people if they were in normal circumstances. Or let's just say average circumstances. But you have some places, especially in urban areas, that have below average circumstances, very, very far below average circumstances. And a lot of us occupy those positions, and we go through those circumstances as black people. I'm going to show the quick news story of Alpo. And this is on Fox 5, New York. So let me share this. You'll at least get to see the picture. And trust me, let's go.
Alpo Martinez shot and killed on the streets of Harlem. He was a larger-than-life figure who seemed to defy death. Fox 5's Lisa Evers goes over who he was and why he might have had a long list of enemies.
He was one of the city's most notorious drug dealers, famous since the 1980s for his murderous ways and mountains of cash and drugs, immortalized in dozens of rap songs and the movie Paid in Full. But it all came to an end for Alpo Martinez right here on the streets of Harlem, right where it all began. These are exclusive photos of Alberto Alpo Martinez on previous visits to Harlem in recent years. But his latest visit turned out to be his last. On Sunday, about 3:20 a.m., police were called to Frederick Douglass Boulevard near West 147th Street. A dark red pickup truck crashed into parked cars. The driver was shot 5 times in the chest through the car window and killed.
I heard 5 shots, 1 and then 4 consecutive shots after that.
It was Alpo, but his driver's license and other IDs had his witness protection name of Abraham Rodriguez with a Lewiston, Maine address. The murder scene stretched for blocks up to 151st Street. Alpo had been given a new identity when he was released from a Colorado supermax prison in 2015 after serving more than 20 years for 14 murders. But instead of lying low, he couldn't seem to stay away from New York.
He's been seen riding around Harlem most of the time. You know, he's been seen down in Harlem a lot.
In addition to the murder convictions, Alpo was widely believed to have turned down many of his former associates in order to shave years off what could have been a life sentence. There is no shortage of people who may have wanted payback.
Other than him being who he is, this seems to be a thing with guns going on that everyone, you know, it's getting out of hand with the guns. Everyone seems to have a gun right now.
Sources tell me that Alpo may have been shot while sitting in his car further down the block and then tried to drive away to escape. Investigators will be looking at forensic evidence as well as surveillance video to get a clearer picture of what really happened. In Harlem, I'm Lisa Evers, Fox 5 News.
All right. So that's Alpo Martinez. And I got to say this. To the dude with the guns, man. Get the hell on somewhere with the agenda speak, man. The agenda talk, man. He tried to slide the agenda. It seemed to be a thing with guns. No, Alpo Martinez was a notorious individual. He was a notorious individual. And over the past week, I'm not going to lie, everybody's like, you late with this. You know, this happened last week. I'm not the type to jump on a story and just say something the first day it happens. Stories develop. Stories change. If I jump out there and I give my opinion the first day I hear something happens, then the chances of me saying something stupid and having to insert this big 16-size shoe in my mouth isn't going to be pleasant. So me, I'd rather play the background, and then I come and tell you what I think about it. That's just the way I roll. I'm going to stop sharing that. But let's talk about this. And I want to talk about that gentleman that from the Raiders, too. I want to talk about these Raiders players, what's going on with the Raiders. But I did want to share something with y'all. I think it's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's 3:31, yes. Read what that says about envying violent individuals. We've forgotten our way. And people out here act like this is just it. People aren't tethered to anything. And the worship and the celebrity of individuals like Alpo Martinez is bringing us further down that path. Now, I know the brother had friends. He had family. He had, you know, kids. And this is no disrespect to anybody. But him being on the streets is also dangerous to a lot of people's family. Back in the day, 14 murders. 14 murders. Listen, 14 murders. How would you feel if the Son of Sam didn't even commit 14 murders? And he's one of the most prolific serial killers in American history. So how would you feel that because there was a war on drugs, they cut a deal with the Son of Sam to let him out of prison if he told on some other people? People are on Alpo's case because they say he was a snitch, but he was facing the electric chair. Have you ever faced the electric chair? I haven't ever faced the electric chair. I don't know what the fuck I would do. But honestly, Alpo's neither here nor there because there's a million other Alpos out here right now. It's a million other Alpos out here right now. Ready to tell. Doing all the dirt, committing all the murders right next to you, ready to tell. So why is this gentleman so celebrated? Let me do something. I'm going to go on and go to the studio. Because I'm in the studio, actually. But I got the phone lines open. I got the phone lines open. 515-605-9708. What are your thoughts on this? Why are we so into those who cause us the most harm? I got your answer. See, think about black people, right? We're unique. And that's why I put American black people. This isn't for the islanders. This isn't for the Africans. This is for people that are born and bred here in America. And this isn't to be a jerk or to be an asshole. But there are just certain differences. It's certain differences in thought. It's different worldviews. And there are stark differences. But black people are in America are special because we're the only people that actually mirror what America is supposed to be. We mirror what America is supposed to be. Think about that for a minute. Everything, every stereotype, every value, every institution, every, you know, anything you could think about that's associated with America, we embody that. We have a self-generated racism within our own ranks. We're ready to kill each other quicker than we would be ready to kill others. We carry out the plan. And the plan is to depopulate American black people. I know you think it sounds crazy. Let's see, we got somebody on the line. Yo, you on a Big Mic drop? It's your boy Big Mic. What's happening?
What it is, young man.
What it is, man, we got that guy in the building. Man, what's popping, man? Man, what's happening, man?
Doing a solid day, and, you know, just trying to check in, show my support.
Yeah, man. What do you think, man? Is there a conspiracy to destroy American black people?
Man, it's not even a conspiracy. Conspiracy means it's a secret. No, this is all out in the open. You got to look at it. I mean, from Tulsa, let's see what it is, Black Wall Street, we got to just start going from the Indians. If you just start from all the way from there, then take it today, how you get it subtly when you in the grocery store, you being watched. When you try to get a job, you be hassled. It's everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's everywhere. And the fact that we resilient enough to still be under all this pressure and still persevere, that should tell you something.
Are we really persevering, though? Is that something that, and here's the question, is that something that perhaps we're looking at on the individual level, and we kind of maybe project that off onto the rest of the race? Because if you look out here, what's going on, man, a lot of people are not persevering. Actually, this is the first time in our history that we've actually have a generation that's doing worse than their parents.
Yeah, that's true. Since you're saying it in that form, we would have to go with individualism then.
Is that the right thing for us to be looking at?
Well, when you, well, it's according to was according to what equation you're trying to get to. I mean, well, I still got to say we persevere because, you know, if you're not dying, you're living. So to live is to persevere. So yeah, we are persevering. I can't step off that porch and not say that.
Okay, respect. Go ahead. I like where you're going. Keep going. I like where you're going. You already know. Excuse me.
I would have to say we are persevering because you have to look at how many entrepreneurs are out now. People's frame of mind is changing. Now you have negativity, and you have negativity in all races. But I mean,
right.
It's a lot, you know, we always focus on the negative, but no one ever tells you about this business owner that came up, this inventor that just invented a good invention. It's never spoke about the good stuff that's going on in the black community. All you ever hear is negative, like black people just don't do good stuff.
But is it because the bad people, this is what the show's about, is it because we allow bad people to occupy the big stage?
No.
Is it because we allow the Alpos, you know what I'm saying, the Wayne Perrys, these people are murderers, man. You wouldn't want to be around these folks. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's be honest. Okay.
Go ahead.
You have to look at it like this. The people that have the bullhorn, they don't want to talk the loudest. People like yourself, people like the news, people like that have big platforms, all they talk about is negativity. If they talked about positivity, they wouldn't even be on the air. It's, you know, people are programmed to want to hear negative stuff. You know, if you have a show full of positive stuff. You have a show full of positivity. People don't want to hear it. You know, I hate to say it. The average crowd is just tuned to negativity. I can't put it no other way.
Well, Kanye West came out the other day. I don't know if you saw his interview on the Drink Champs, man. That was dope.
I watched it from front to back. And it's another hour and a half that's supposed to come out this Thursday or Friday, I'm going to be on top of that, too.
Okay, then. Well, he was talking about the music. He was talking about the 808 and the frequency of the 808.
I agree with you. And
if you look, I mean, all this stuff ties in, man. I hate to sound crazy and sound like I'm just, you know, reaching and grabbing for straws here. To me, I see one big web. I see everything connected. From Alpo to the Travis Porter concert to the Raiders kid, both of them, the one that hit the girl driving 156 miles per hour as if that was something to do, and now niggas out here talking about don't give them a hard time. Niggas got to stop giving themselves a hard time.
Right. I mean, now I'm a proponent. Right is right and wrong is wrong. It ain't even about no damn color. You can be. Because you got ignorant white folks, you got ignorant black people. Now, with that particular incident with him driving like he did, he made a poor choice, and he got to pay for the choice that he made. And,
up to 46 years
like
in prison.
Well,
up to 46 years in prison is what he's facing.
Right. But you still got to look at it like this. People don't realize, like what you were saying about the murderers and stuff. All right, at the end of the day, somebody lost a daughter, a sister, an aunt, whatever they was to them. And people don't never, ever bring that fact up. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's grief, that was somebody's child. You know?
I was gonna bring that up.
At the end of the day, man, you know, I truly believe he didn't mean to, but still, at the end of the day, if you shoot somebody, even if it was a mistake, you still shot him. So you have to deal with the consequences that you are that you laid for yourself. But I don't like to group all the stuff that you were saying all in one like that, and then put it under a big umbrella about black people. Because I mean, people are people, regardless of how you look at black, white.
I can't look at it like that, man. Because I know that,
you know,
we have an exceptionalism about us that other people don't have. It's something that we've gone through. It's something that we've done. We can't put ourselves in the same boat as other people. We just can't. We don't even have the same psychological makeup as other people.
Same thing that we went through, you know, it built you to be who you are today. Because if you didn't go through all the stuff that you went through, who would you be today? Would you have the courage to be on your show talking like you're talking now? No.
No. And let's keep it real. I haven't been through much. I've had a couple of racial situations in my life. You know what I'm saying? But I don't even want to come across as if I'm a victim in this. Really? I'm a sociologist. That's really what I am.
Well,
I want to get to the bottom of the problem. I want to identify the problem. I want to get to the bottom of the problem, or at least get an overstanding of the issue.
Well, if you want to do that, we got to go on here and start and go all the way back to the whole situation of why things are like they are. Like when black people were doing great, what I don't like is how history is whitewashed. Everybody's taught that black people don't and have not ever did anything good or anything of that sort. And I hate that, you know, when the history books are being written, we are not in there as we, you know, we contributed a lot to this country. You know, but
we're not writing.
You wouldn't.
We're not writing and putting our history into the books. That's another thing that makes us different. You see what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. That's my whole point of what I'm saying.
Right.
You history. Whoever tells the history. Who writes the history, whoever tells the tale, that's what becomes the real history, you know, if it's right or wrong. You know, all this stuff that we've been taught, you know, it's a fantasy. You know, and the fact that we be taught history in school and everybody's okay with it is even an issue. You know, you don't get taught about how the Indians, you always get taught about how Indians were beaten and did like this and did like that, but you never get taught the stories where Indians were fighting back. You think people just took their stuff and you think they just allowed it? No. All those stories get whitewashed.
Right. Like, here's the deal. Somebody said something last week. It's like, how can white people sit up? How can, and this is not to bitch against white people of today.
Right.
So get your fucking panties out of water. You know what I'm saying?
They will get in
but
the water.
How can white people sit up and say and teach that slavery was a black experience and not a white experience? How can they teach slavery as black history, but they don't teach it as part of their history? Have you ever noticed that?
Yes, I notice it all the time.
It's taught as our history as if we motherfucking enslaved ourselves. And I'm going to be honest, a lot of times they get us to the point to where we believe it. That's what I'm saying. We mirror society's values. Everything that is American is in black America. All the way down to the racism, the genocidal plots. You know what I'm saying? We embrace all of that shit. And it comes out in this form of worship of violent people. And I'm not saying everybody. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying all black people. You know, it's a generalization. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you have to specify because people will run with something.
They will run, but, you know, let's be sensible here. Of course, it's not all or none of anything, right?
All or none. That is correct.
It's never all or none of anything. So what I'm saying, I'm not even necessarily talking about us. Let me put that to the back burner. Let's just talk about the direction society is going. Because we are, in my opinion, towards a post-racial society.
Well,
which gives them
to be honest,
reason to carry our story.
Huh?
It gives them more reason to bury our story.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Because
but
you have
now,
less
I'm
interest in our story nowadays from our people. A lot of these little fucking kids don't give a fuck about none of that Harriet Tubman, none of that Frederick Douglass, none of that shit.
Well, that is just like anything else. Think about everything that you've ever learned, the reason why you learned it. It's all about the emotion that you had tied to it. You remember stuff that you can tie a good emotion to, either bad or, you know, when you're at school
right.
And it's boring, you're not going to remember, you're not going to retain that because the emotion of it is nothing that you can even tie to, period.
Right.
So if it was something that was, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? If it was something that was, I guess, fun, you know, people will remember that. But still, at the end of the day, I'm going to have to go back to come back around to this. We still are doing pretty decent. I'm not going to say we're doing bad because there's a lot of people that's prospering too, just as well as there's people that's doing bad as well.
Well,
you got to look at
prosperity aside. Let's put prosperity aside. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, where are we, man? Who are we looking up? Who are our heroes? What is our image? What is our public image? What are we allowing to be our public image? Because I'm tired of looking at Travis Scott funny looking ass because he can make some songs, and this is supposed to be a black boy, a black dude. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Now, we don't have a...
He's a funny-looking dude at best.
I don't like it when we get tied to, like, let's say Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton don't speak for all black folks, period. You know, we have to get
tied to Al Sharpton, man. We're not tied to Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton been played out. Al Sharpton trying to take slip and fall cases in B&H right now.
Oh, I was not ready for that.
Hey, be like, I slipped in B&H and now my back stinks. Oh, shit.
Oh, I was not ready for that. Hey,
you
know, I'll
come out of left.
Yeah, you did come out of left field. I did not see that coming. So, in your opinion, in your opinion, what would be the solution?
What's the solution? There is no solution.
Oh no, we got to have a solution.
Hey, I just had to say that. Let me just go on and get that out the way first. There are things that we can do. I think the thing about it is this: we have to get tethered back to something. Like I say,
right.
I'm not Kirk Franklin or MC Hammer. You know what I mean? But people have to tether themselves back to some kind of Godhead. I'll give you the choice. But right now, people are just in orbit. Hold on, we got another call on. Hold on. You on a big mic drop? Who we got you?
Third Moon, man. What's happening?
Man, Third Moon chopping the motherfucking building, ladies and gentlemen.
What's going on?
Man, what's happening, man? How you doing, brother?
Is that cool to checking out the show?
Yeah, man. Appreciate you. What are your thoughts on this, man? Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Lil Joe's. Now, you his manager, right?
Yeah, somewhat.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. He works with Lil Joe personally. How's he doing, man?
He's doing good, man. Back in the studio.
Good. Back in the studio. Hey, tell him, I don't want to hear no bulletproof songs now. Tell him, don't go that way. He come with all that.
He come with all that.
Okay, then, man. Shout out to Lil Joe, man, 1600. Brad, what's on your mind, man? Is there a conspiracy to destroy American black people? Now, I know you can go on this.
Since day one, man. Ever since day one.
I say day one after slavery, yeah.
Yeah. It's most definitely, it's a conspiracy to destroy black people for so.
Yeah. I think Alpo should have started a podcast, man. I think he would have still been alive today, man, if he would have got out, man. He would have been more celebrated. If he would have got out,
you got to talk about
murders and the grisly details of how he murdered and how
he
sold crack and heroin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he already did that. But the thing is, all that shit go out the door when you rap. Nobody cares when you rap. It's over.
I don't think that's true, man. I don't think that's true.
Hell yeah.
I think this is a rat culture.
The man is not celebrated. But nobody's celebrating him. They celebrate his death.
I think because they were afraid. It's almost like the Wizard of Oz, they're like, ding dong, the witch is dead, the witch is dead, the witch is dead. You remember that shit? Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Nah,
you remember that
one? Nobody, I don't think they was afraid, because if they was afraid, he'll still be alive.
Nah, somebody made their name off of that. Somebody that moved up in the ranks this week.
That nigga, they're celebrating his ass getting knocked the fuck out.
He said knock the fuck out.
Man, I think honestly, man.
That's where the whole New York happened about that.
I mean, I just think it should have been 6ix9ine. Can I say that?
No comment.
He ain't really done that.
Yes. Come on, man. This is the poster child for being a rat, which is why I don't think it means anything anymore.
But he ain't no street dude. He ain't never done nothing in the street.
I was just gonna say, man, it all depends on who is trying to uphold it, though, man. Because let's be honest, man. Only people that even hold up this narrative is people like us that came from the street, and we was taught that. You know, we was bred. We was bred that from the mud. You don't.
That's
hell,
how it's supposed
period.
To be.
I was bred that
your
mom and
your daddy. They would tell you, stop coming in. Stop telling.
Stop telling. Hey, that shit go out the door.
But
I don't care what it is. Everything go out the door when you give no
but
glory. Your name don't mean
that
no
see,
more.
But here's what telling does, too. Telling does shit like get somebody out of prison who done killed 14 motherfuckers and give them a new name and they move next door to you.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm still tripping off the audacity of the man to be in witness protection and still out here in the street doing stuff.
They say he was throwing bags of heroin out the passenger side as he was driving down the street.
Yeah, he tried to go back to drugs, but see, he think because he got the body, nobody ain't gonna bust his head.
See, Sammy the Bull Gravano, shout out to Mr. G, man. You know what I'm saying? He did the same shit, but he got a podcast. Sammy the Bull told on John Gotti. But let him tell it. John Gotti was finna tell on him. We don't know the situation. There's really no honor on the street. I guarantee you. And I'll say this. You can mark the timestamp on this hoe. right
Sam
now.
Sam the Bull, they coming too. His day coming too. Just because he got a podcast, don't mean his day ain't coming. He got his day coming too. Somebody going to spank his ass.
But he an old ass man. No telling. No telling. It may or may not. It may or may not. But see, I'm going to be honest. Mobsters do things in a different way. I'm glad we brought that up. Because even if we stay, if we take and try to compare the whole thing to the Omerta and the silence, you know what I'm saying, and the mafia, it still doesn't quite add up because they don't do the type of shit in their neighborhoods that we do in our neighborhoods. Agree or disagree?
Well, all this shit the same, man.
No matter, it's not the same shit, man, because a lot of people,
the same rules apply.
There are no rules, man. There are no rules. There's no difference between.
Not like it used to be.
Go ahead.
Because let be honest. You know, in our time, like I said, everybody was bred not to tell. And then, too, everybody reinforced that shit. Your mama did. Your grandma did. Your uncle did. Everybody. Anybody saw you telling, they would get on that head. Man, stop talking too much. Stop telling.
Right.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't like that no more, man.
Because they knew, I'm going to be honest, they knew that if you grew up, telling, it could possibly have, they could possibly face the repercussions of you telling, which is why we talk.
That's the problem. Ain't no more repercussions.
I think Alpo would think different.
What do you mean?
That one incident, he's dead because
he told. Do you think he's dead because he told, or was he dead
because he told. I think it was the fact that man might have did some fucked up business behind some shit, and somebody got at that ass. That's what I believe.
It's about
real
the murder. It's about the body. But still, he a rat, so he got to get smushed. Rats get smushed. It might take 5 years, 15 years, 20 years, but you're gonna get your date.
Typically,
demon time his whole life. Like, it's just the devil come back to get his receipt.
I'm glad you brought that term up. Explain the term demon time, because I'm going somewhere with this.
He knocking everything loose. He been knocking things loose since day one. You can't try to come and go to a Halloween party. That ain't how it go. It's still you supposed to be still on that type of time.
Hey, people say he was fucking.
Nobody scared of you.
It was a girl. They say it was a girl involved in the situation. It could have quite possibly been.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't believe it was just no. Somebody got him because he was telling. No, I believe it was just some street shit.
Yeah, both of them. All of play a part. You got to understand the slime angle. It's the slime angle. Yeah, the slime angle.
In the street,
explain.
You get whatever you get. When you in the streets, you just going to get what you put out, period. Hear your point, boy. It's just going to come back to you. It is what it is.
Yeah, that what it is.
But I'll say this, and this is another reason why I came to the conclusion that I came to, that we worship these people on a subconscious level even. Why isn't there a day for Lil Donnell? Y'all may know him as Sonny off of the movie, Paid in Full. But why are we hearing more about Rich Porter, why are we hearing more about Alpo, all these other cats, but we ain't hearing nothing about Lil Donnell?
Lil Donnell resting in peace, man. What is it to say?
Everybody should be resting in peace.
Yeah, this is resting in peace.
Believe it or not,
a lot of people
believe it or not, man,
deserve to rest
and this
in
is
peace.
My theory. First of all, we need to stop reflecting everything that white people want us to reflect as people.
I agree.
We need to stop upholding the values that white people want us to uphold. That's my first answer to the thing. Because, see, we value what they value and we don't value what they don't value, i.e. each other, black people. Which is why you can sit your ass in the neighborhood with a prolific serial killer killing motherfuckers every night. And these people were doing horrible shit to people. They were raping dudes and all type of shit, bro. I don't know if you got into what they were doing to people in these streets out here. You know what I mean? It's real grisly. I've been deeply submerged in the research over the past week. It's horrible. But we will let people like this occupy neighborhoods, get all the respect because they may give out turkeys the motherfucking Thanksgiving. Can't cook a turkey with no gas, no heat. But, you know, they'll come through and give out turkeys. They'll buy juices for everybody in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Is that all our allegiance is worth? Juices and some turkeys? Go ahead.
I'm finna say something. This will sum up all of what you're saying. We live in the USA. It's a capitalist society, the USA is, right? Everybody is making money. You understand what I'm saying? Why people do crime, man?
It used to be because they had to.
All right.
Maybe. I think it used to be because they had to. I can't say that nowadays.
Prime example. Every thug I know, every dope dealer I know, when they out here hustling, they get to a certain point, they get up out the streets. They move up out the hood. You understand what I'm saying? When you get money and you start doing better, you don't even do all this stuff, man. It's all about economics. People only do this stuff because they economic situation.
So, look.
Now I'll say this. I read a story about a gentleman in Mobile who's in the game. I'm not going to say no name. But they've been arrested and apparently, you know, something going on with their case. Millions and millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. So they never got up out the game.
No, I'm not saying getting up out the game. What I'm saying, okay, the point is, I'm answering your question that you had asked, that you presented. Why people uphold these people that you're talking about? It's all about economics. You in the street, you in the hood, right? You poor, you don't know nothing. But you see, the most famous dude that you know is the neighborhood dope man. He the one got all the women. He got all the money. He got all the respect. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you grew up seeing bankers that did the same thing and that's all you ever saw, that's what you're going to probably gravitate to. You get what I'm
saying?
Got you.
I'm with you.
It's a product of your environment, period.
Track. Got you. No, I'm with you.
Okay. That's
absolutely all I'm saying. No, you're telling the truth. But why is the environment? That's where I'm at.
You have to get into the government situation.
The government. It's the government. Everybody know that.
Because you got to look at how stuff used to be. Think about this. You didn't used to have a degree to make a good living. Right?
Right.
Now, I know people that got doctorate degrees, man, and can't even find a job.
But that's capitalism.
I'm looking at it. Ain't nowadays. It ain't what you know. It's who you know.
Yeah.
But like that's capitalism. Because over the course of time, and I gotta go pee, but let me do this real quick. Over the course of time, as time progresses, right?
Right.
You're going to have technological advances. So, yeah, 40 years ago, yeah, you needed a man to do the job that a machine is doing now. The machine never takes off. The machine doesn't get sick. The machine ain't bitching about his check. You know what I'm saying? So, guess what? That's one less man we need to work. That's capitalism. That's where this goes on long enough timeline.
But this is where I'm going to go with that.
Think about it. When we was in high school and stuff, right, they used to be big on vocational programs and all that, right? They always used to say, well, if you ain't going to go to college, well, you need to get what? A trade.
Right.
Right? They don't even push that no more. Period.
I wanted to take computer coding on computer programming with the chicks. I wasn't trying to do no damn trade.
Well,
you see what I'm saying? Because my value system
saying,
was off.
But I'm saying that, you know, you used to have something to lean on back then. But now, man, I don't even know what to say.
There's no boys and girls club. There's nothing. This is all.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Hold on, man. I got to stop, man. I got to go ahead and give homage to my man Flip, flipping the motherfucking building. Fresh lid, but you know, I already know. Fresh lid, the World Series joint. Let me cock it to the side a little bit. Look at that shit, man.
Oh,
you see that?
God. Oh my God. Oh.
Yeah, the World Series joint, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Flip, man. Super Bowl back on this year. Fuck this COVID shit. Flip, holla at me, man. Now Flip is my Super Bowl partner, man. Me and Flip kick it Super Bowl. I don't get it. It's a weird part of
heart.
Friendship. Huh?
Bless both of you.
Hey, man, hold on one sec. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. I'm going to try to do this one more time. Let's do this one, man. I'll be right back.
What the fuck is this, man? Oh, God. Hey, go ahead, mama. Go. Turtle looking at it, lady. Hell yeah, it's gonna destroy us. Yeah, we just ran Trump out the office. Now everybody was on Biden dick. Now nobody ain't on his dick no more. Nobody ain't got nothing to say about Joe Biden no more. Everybody say Joe Biden was the man.
Right, he's
the man at first, man.
Well, you know
who's
what? Since
man?
You said that, a lot
whoa, whoa,
of stuff
whoa, whoa,
I hate. I never thought I'd be the one saying this, but.
Trump
wasn't as bad as you might have thought he was.
Goddamn right.
Hey,
Trump
man.
Was the man.
Trump I had hate
this
the
big
man.
Hey.
I,
hear me?
I know.
Black people,
hey,
all
man,
that
look,
Trump
man.
Was our hope. We
man.
So stupid.
Fuck
we
both
running
them old motherfuckers, man. Fuck both them old motherfuckers, bro.
I agree with that.
That's
what
I'm talking about.
You can't do nothing about
man.
Fucking now.
Man, fuck both them old motherfuckers, man.
I'm
sorry, if I done got that piss off now. Look, I'm not being friendly no more. Try to pee, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna say fuck. Trump had this. You know something? Trump had the dog going. Trump tried to change the shit for the better.
Trump didn't handle COVID right. That's like I said, we can get on that later because we got an election season coming up. So we definitely going to be talking about it. But let's get on this, man, because I want to show y'all something, man. I wanted to talk about this tonight because I feel this is particularly sad. And God bless the Raiders, man. God bless the Raiders. They lost their coach. They just lost Henry Ruggs. And now they're about to lose another player. And I want to show y'all this. This is about the craziest shit I ever seen in my life. This is on the New York Post. Now, tell me what y'all think about this bullshit.
That shit, 5 minutes away. Pull up, lame-ass nigga. I swear to God, I will kill you, nigga. On everything I love, I will kill you, nigga. You talking crazy. Talking about that shit 5 minutes away. The fuck? Like, I really did kill you, nigga. I really did kill you, my nigga. I really did kill you, my nigga. And I ain't the only one here, too, nigga. We got a whole army in this hole. Pull up right now. It's 5 minutes away. All right, pull up right now. Lame, man.
Hey, man.
Lame,
I want to laugh, but that shit ain't funny. That shit ain't funny. That shit ain't funny. This nigga just lost his, this nigga just lost, he was released from the team today, bro.
Oh, decoy.
He was released from the team today, bro. And I guarantee you, that motherfucking army he had at the crib is thinning out right about now.
Now, I hate the fact that people get money, man, and they don't be trained, man, how to deal with it. You got to let little petty stuff go.
Hey, man, I don't know what the first thing that nigga had, dog. That shit like a proton pack off Ghostbusters. I ain't never seen no shit like that, man. That's some NFL shit. Yo, I'm like, yo, this nigga finna goddamn zap a nigga into the underworld or some shit with this shit. Like, what is this? That shit like a flashlight. Let's go back. I want to look at that one more time. Hold on. Yeah, I'm interested to know what this is, man.
Shit.
Hold on.
5 minutes away.
Hold on, man.
Well,
let's look at this one more time.
Proton.
Uh-huh. This shit like a proton pack off Ghostbusters, bro. For real. The nigga went off, bro. I don't know how many millions of dollars his contract was worth, but he just lost that shit, man.
That shit, 5 minutes away. Pull up, lame ass nigga. I swear to God, I will kill you, nigga. On everything I love, I will kill you, nigga.
Damn.
You talking crazy. Talking about that shit 5 minutes away. The fuck?
God.
I really did kill you, nigga. I really did kill you, my nigga. I will real deal kill you, my nigga. And I ain't the only one here, too, nigga.
I mean, I'm sure the nigga would have fared better if he would have just let dude pull up and he killed him.
No, this opens up a question to a bigger platform here. Okay, I'm just going to be honest with you. Dude,
okay.
I started out in Tomerville, then I grew up in PA, right?
Right.
And I'm going to be honest with you. The way I came up, man, you didn't talk about what you were going to do. You was either going to do it or you wasn't. All this talking about it, all on the internet. I just ain't used to all that, man. Talking about what you going to do, showing your good, man. These dudes be incriminating the hell out
of
themselves. I don't get it, bro.
Hey, dog. Hey, bro. What did nigga say? You don't see no nigga with no little 380. Like, I real deal kill you, nigga.
You can't say
this
stuff like that on the internet
pack.
Now. That'd be the news that you in the court of law, man. In your own words.
Fire hose, bro. You like, nigga, I kill you, nigga, with a fire hose. Man, look.
I don't get it, bro.
Was it worth losing your contract?
No.
Right. But once again, which kind of goes back to the whole thing about once you get out the hood, that shit don't stop, bro. It get worse. Money's not the issue.
But see, that's the problem, man. He
money's
got
not
no
the
OG,
issue.
Man.
This man still want to stunt. This man still want a cap. This man had talked himself out of God knows how many millions of dollars.
Man, that's what OGs come in at, man. OG's supposed to be that. Hey, dog. Put that phone down, dog.
I guarantee you that man ain't got no OGs in his life. All the cats, all that army he got with him was probably all his aides egging him on to do.
Even with the army, somebody's supposed to have some common sense. You got to.
I think he was there by himself, and it was just capping, like Big Flip said, he was just capping. But this is what I'm talking about, man. People that actually make it and still want to be gangsters. It's almost like something to aspire to.
But man,
I've never seen anything like this, bro. I've never seen people that could go be anything they want to be in life. Never seen people that are actually there in life. Can't say I've never seen it. I've seen a lot of it.
That's why I was saying what I said last time when I was telling, I was like, I hate to see rappers get famous, spend all this time working energy to get famous and get money, and then go to jail, man. It ain't worth it.
It ain't worth it. Boo Diddley checking in from Sturdy Podcast, my brother. Yo, Sturdy Podcast, y'all check them out, man. Appreciate you, brother. Got V Lang in the building. Big Flip say, what up, cuz? We got Big Flip. Big Flip say the millennials. Murray say it's just AR with the drum. It wasn't a proton pack. So you Slimer-shaped bitches. Y'all can chill. Oh, man. Let me stop. Let me stop, man. Let me not get started, man. Hold on, man. Oh, man. Chop. Oh, he must have put himself on mute.
Yeah.
Hey, Sturdy Podcast said, what's the topic? The topic tonight, man, we kind of got off topic, but we kind of on everything. But the topic started out, Alpo should have started a podcast. That's my theory. I think Alpo should have started a podcast because he'd be alive today. We make celebrities out of these ridiculous-ass people that do nothing but take, traumatize, and may give out some turkeys and buy some juices, you know, in the summertime or whatnot. That was my topic. Why do we celebrate these gangsters? Why do we celebrate thugs? Why do we celebrate snitches? Why aren't we celebrating the cats that go to work?
Oh, that's a good one.
They talking about how they going to bury Alpo. They talking about a Rich Porter day. Where's Sonny's, not Sonny, Donnell's day? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
Hey, man, Real Dude Up Rising. What up, Real Dude Up Rising in the building? I tell you, he was caught high-signing, not knowing he was going to get touched. Absolutely. Absolutely. They say Alpo had the vest on, man. They still got it, man. Still got it.
The vest
said,
don't
real regular shit. Not real regular nigga shit. Exactly. What's up with the real regular nigga shit? I like that, cuz. What's up, man? Where the real regular niggas at, man? For real. Come on, man. What's up, man? Get Chop back on here. I don't know where he went. Chop, you on, man? Third Moon Chop. Are you on the phone?
I don't think he bailed out on me.
Yeah, he must have got up out of here. Extraordinary. Absolute, man. Look, that's what we're talking about, the 30 podcast. I mean, literally, man, I haven't been on in over a week, and I just wanted to come chop it up with my people tonight, man. Didn't really have a script. That's why I went with the shades. I don't know, for those of you who've been with me a while, y'all know the Shades used to be a part of it. The Shades used to be a big part of it every show. The hood mentality needs to be broken ASAP. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll drop one on that one. Absolutely. The hood mentality does need to be broken ASAP.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
He came back. I disagree with
Watch
that
out.
One.
that the hood mentality needs to be broken?
No, ain't nothing wrong with the hood mentality.
Nah, come on, child.
It is what it is. It is what it is, man.
Nah, there's something wrong with it. It's something wrong with it in a sense. You can't say ain't nothing wrong with it.
So you want the hood?
If that was the case, you wouldn't have cats trying to leave the hood, huh?
I said you want the hood to do the cops' job. Well,
to do what job? The cops' job?
The cops. Yeah.
Look, man, here's how I feel about the cops. Why are we one of the only communities that have these problems with the cops?
Oh, they kill us. We're the only ones who don't call the police.
We're the only ones who don't police our own neighborhood. We're the only ones who let killers on camera, on the knees and shit.
Man, it just feel hard for me to believe.
Come on, man, you know
that. That's how the Crimson Blood started, and now it's something totally different.
It's not your friend, bro. You call him one day and see. The cops.
But no, I'm not talking about the cops. You already know I know the cops ain't my friend. But what I'm telling you, you already know I know that. It wasn't friendly when I was in that mix. So here's the deal.
You could be doing something righteous, and then they fuck around and play you as a victim like they did me
so
when
top,
they came in my fucking house.
So, Chop, let me ask you an honest question. With what you're saying, okay? If we don't call police and we don't police our own neighborhoods, what is the outcome?
What you mean by police?
I'm cool with not calling the police. I'm cool with not calling the police, right? No, check it out. Hold on. Listen to me. Let me tell you. I'm cool with not calling the police, right? But I'm not cool with my neighborhood being unsafe for my child. I'm not cool with my neighborhood being unsafe for my niece or your children. Or Corman's children, anybody else's children, or our parents. I'm not cool with that. There has to be a balance, dog.
You know,
dude, ain't nobody off limits in the hood. Go to Chicago and ask them niggas who off limits.
Nobody.
Everybody
on the menu.
Everybody's
on
the menu. There are zero rules. No rules. And I normally don't talk about street business on here. But there are no rules in the streets right now. No rules. Y'all expect black people to live under utter tyranny. Not only just tyranny from white people, but tyranny from the own niggas in your neighborhood.
Man, it ain't that bad.
It's very bad.
It ain't that bad.
It might not be that bad in the field. We still in the South.
Nah.
You
bad,
come up here to some places,
it's a different
it's
way
bad, bro.
To attack it. It's a different way to attack that, though. It ain't. You can't attack us.
Okay.
The hood.
It's a different. But we got to attack it. It can't just be allowed to proliferate. It cannot continue to go.
You know
it
how you attack
continue.
It? The White House. That's how you attack it.
No, fuck the White House.
That's where you go with.
What the White House got
that's
to do with anything going
from.
On in the hood? No. Fuck no. Hold on. I got another call. Hold on. Got another call. Got another call in the building, man. Got you on a big mic drop, man. You jumping into the mosh pit and not no Travis Scott mosh pit. Who we got on the building?
Yeah. It's your real dude uprising, baby. Yeah.
Real dude uprising. Man, what's popping? What's popping? Let's get it, man. Let's get it.
Man, I'm loving the show tonight because the topic of whether or not the hood mentality is good is us assuming that is us assuming that the hood is now what it was when our grandfathers lived in it.
It is not the same hood.
It is not
right.
The same hood.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? The hood used to be full of kids on the streets who would still honor their father and mother.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The hood used to be full of people on the streets who would circle when the police came in and did something in that hood. Now all people do is peek through the window, baby. Hood mentality has changed. And I'm going to tell black people this. If you don't drop the hood mentality, you will not be able to get the village mentality that you think you have. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Let's go.
Oh, man, that's really...
if we could ask... What do you think would be said if we could ask Martin Luther King and Malcolm X if the hood mentality was necessary?
The hood mentality is not necessary. No.
It is not. But go ahead, Mike.
Y'all are like, we ain't choose to be in the hood, you know.
I get it. No, we didn't choose to be in the hood. And being in the hood, let me get this straightened out before we go any further. Because you live in a low income area doesn't mean you hood. Okay,
exactly.
Because you low on funds doesn't mean you're in poverty. Poverty is a mindset. Poverty is a spirit.
That's why we say hood mentality.
Right. So it's not about location. It's not about geography. It's not about where you live. It's how you live. Because I ain't going to lie. I used to date a chick in the projects when I was younger, man, when I was in high school, bro. And you already know what it's like in the PJs, especially in Orange Grove, right? Her house was the cleanest pine saw shit in the whole spot, bro. It's not about where you live. It's how you live. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
Just because we live in the projects don't mean your house got to smell like fucking ass and old hot dog water.
No, I mean, that's what, I mean, you.
You can go get pine saw, but that ain't necessary. Let's come on, man.
You get the best. You learn the best lessons in the project, though. The best lessons.
All right.
You can't get taught no better.
Period. Right.
All right.
One thing you're going to learn in the hood is how to cope. One thing you're going to learn in the hood is how to cope.
Okay.
But there are bad ways to cope.
I guess we shouldn't be saying the hood. I should say in that kind of community. That's what I should say. Because
you could be made a man anywhere. The hood ain't got the fucking corner don't make it men, bro. Actually, it's almost the opposite right now. Because I guarantee your boy that we just saw, we just saw pointing the guns and shit, you think that nigga's a man? You think his family calling him the man right now?
No, not talking like this. He's not from the hood, though.
He is not from the hood. He is not from the hood, but he has the very thing that we should be targeting, which is hood mentality.
Yeah. Now you
understand me?
What I'm saying is
the current state of mind of the people there, the hood mentality, it's an Achilles heel in the progression of black folk.
Absolutely.
It's an Achilles heel.
Yeah,
I'll give an example. They have a hood in North Carolina I came out of. When I was a kid, it was called East Wilmington Heights.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I came up in that hood. And then after some time, it was called New Hanover Gardens. And then it was called so-and-so Vista. They keep changing the name, right? But the mentality never changed of some of the people in there.
Yeah.
Right.
There were still people getting stabbed and beat down and raped. And and robbed and all that. No matter what name they changed, because of the mentality of the people that was there, because of the mentality, because of that dog eat dog pathology. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, if you heard half
to go back to a village. Yeah, go ahead.
If you have, if you heard half the story surrounded by from Alpo and just what was going on with that whole little circle of people, man, it's horrifying. It's horrifying.
He was a terrorist.
This wasn't just happening. It wasn't just happening to niggas like me who may decide to jump in the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you act like
they doing
no
this
white
shit
Alpo.
To kids.
You act like
you
ain't no white Alpos, though, Mike. You act like it ain't white.
Are there?
It's a million white Alpos out here, too.
Point them out, Chop. Point them out.
Look, just name one.
But let's just say it's one.
It's a million
others.
Let's
just say it's one. Just because it's a white one. Why do we have to do it?
Street business is street business. If you ain't in the streets, it ain't even... You know, it's street business.
Street business touches civilians. We know that street business touches civilians. We know this.
Yeah.
We know that the streets in our neighborhoods don't have the boundaries that the streets in the Italian neighborhoods got.
Right.
Because you're not going to be in the Italian neighborhood selling crack to motherfuckers' daughters and they motherfucking mothers and they fathers and uncles. You're not finna do that shit, bro. They finna kill your ass,
bro.
Folks, you out of here.
Them folks doing that same shit, bro. Them folks doing that
same
shit, bro.
Them folks don't do the same shit we do, man.
Them
they don't do it.
Nowhere near on the
they
scale.
They sell it to us because they know we'll do it to each other.
Nowhere near on the scale of a black hood. Nowhere near.
You mentioned
the white
neighborhood or an Italian neighborhood, get your dick sucked for $5 and let me know. You go to an Italian or a white neighborhood and get your dick sucked for $5 from somebody's mama and let me know. It don't happen.
Hell yeah. That's what happened, bro.
Right.
Now
my homeboy Flip is a white dude. Flip even said, I'm correct.
He's correct.
Dude,
by
I'm
just,
correct.
Look.
Because guess what? Flip is from the white
and
community.
We mentioned the
he
white,
know you can't do
yep.
it. He know
yep.
you can't
and
do
white,
it.
And quiet as kept. What really ain't being said, yeah, there's white Alpos, but you know what? They ain't serving in white neighborhoods.
Right.
They ain't serving in white neighborhoods. They serving right in the same hood we
Alpo.
Is.
The white Alpo is the nigga that's supplying Alpo to do that to you. He ain't doing that to his fucking people. He's not.
There it
Alpo
is.
Alpo is a fucking rat. Who
he's
cares?
The one supplying
Alpo's
Alpo to do
rat.
It to you. He's a dead rat, but it's a million other rats. If you're in the street, I'm going
to
go and let you know somebody probably telling on you.
That wouldn't need to happen to them. They need
to
die. That's how you clean
the street. If you're in the street, somebody's probably telling on you.
Yeah.
But let's get into it.
And when was the last time? When was the last time you heard of a rat-infested place being totally cleaned out of rats?
Right. It's not.
When was the last time?
Never.
Well, this
if
is
you
a
kill
big
six, if you kill six, it's 10 more that's going to replace them. So let's not act like this whole thing cleans up the streets.
Hell yeah, clean up the street. You
dude,
see where you
rat
from.
Don't never stop. Rat
you
don't
have
stop.
To call the Pied Piper to come play a flute and make all the rats follow him away. It's so
for
many
real.
Rats out here. It's so many people telling. There's so many. Like I say, hey. Just peep the nigga with the Big Mac sauce. You remember what Murray said last week? You remember what Sermon said last week? Peep the nigga with the Big Mac sauce on his shirt, bro. He the one that's telling, man.
That don't mean nothing. You got to stick to your morals and what you talk.
Hey, look, I get it. I understand.
I'm going to jump out there and be gay.
But it's different in the streets, man.
And that's
not happening.
People aren't
sticking
to their
own. This has been like since the streets been born, man. This is not
no sir. I cannot put the streets of old I can't do it, Chop.
Nah, your granddaddy's hood was not the same hood, bro.
Nah, bro.
No, but that's our fault. Because OGs ain't doing that job. OGs need to do their job. Come out there and talk to a young nigga and tell them how you feel. Don't get on the fucking radio. Go to the hood and talk to these young niggas, man.
No, nigga,
that's how you feel.
You motherfucking listen to me on the radio because I'm gonna tell you on here.
No,
I can't go
both.
To every hood.
You got to go to the hood and you got to go to the hood and talk to the young niggas. We ain't talking to these young dudes, man. I'm out here with these young dudes. I know what they're going through. I'm out here with them. I know what they're going through. If you don't know what they're going through, you can't speak on it. We don't know what they're going through, Chop.
How can't you?
You can't know. Because if you
that's the thing about it, though. Like, how can you disqualify somebody that's trying to come talk to me? Like, if I'm sitting up trying to figure it out, now all of a sudden I can't understand.
Why you say that?
You just told me I can't understand it. So now, you know, if I'm saying,
right.
Okay, what?
No,
nah,
if
now
you
just disqualify me because
I'm telling you, I'm speaking for them.
I get
you don't understand.
I get.
So,
I mean, I don't know how you think I don't understand.
The streets ain't gonna change because of one person get in their feelings. The streets don't change like that. That ain't how.
That's why we say village mentality is what it's gonna take.
Obviously, I'm gonna tell you why the streets change because you got a million little motherfuckers raised by their mamas getting in their feelings, and not raised around men, and not raised around men. It ain't no men in the streets no more. It's a bunch of little women in the street.
You got to come out here. You got to come out here.
Why would I, as a 44-year-old man, come out there?
There's no reason to talk about it then.
It's always a reason to talk about it.
What we talking about? We ain't talking about nothing. We ain't talking about action.
Hope y'all, this is what y'all don't realize. This is what y'all not realizing. Y'all both saying the same thing, man. Y'all saying the same thing, man. Do y'all realize that y'all saying the same thing?
I know we're saying the same thing. I don't have to go hang out in the street.
He deserved to die. That what happened. That's what happened to Rat. You can't be a good father in a rat and think it ain't gonna happen because you was a good father. No, you killed plenty of niggas, man. You left plenty of mamas crying. So when it come back around. This is celebration time. You supposed to die.
But can you say? But can you be a good father and be a murderer? Can you be a good father and be a murderer?
Hell yeah! But you get the karma.
But you can't be a good father and be a rat.
You can be a good father and be a rat, but you still gonna get what a rat gonna get. You can't take it away. You can't take what you've done away because you're a good father.
Look. I put it like this, man.
That's just when that gun get in your face, it's time to do something about it. This dude killed his best friend. What are we talking about? He deserved to die.
Look, they were in the dope game. You think they ain't best friends. They was in the dope game. Let's be honest.
At the time, they was best friends. There only was three of them. They was rocking. Mitch thought he was a friend. He killed him. He killed his own friend. So
I'm not sure where we are in the convo, but that honeycomb cat from Mobile is an example of hood shit gone wrong. Y'all go.
Yeah,
right. I ain't gonna even speak on that. Look, hood mentality hood mentality has never put anybody at an advantage. No person.
Hood mentality to take over the world. It's gotta be the right one.
That's why they say the streets is undefeated, right?
I'm asking you to do something because take over the world type of talk. You're going to have to produce some results.
There's been plenty of people from the hood that took over the world.
Lou,
what you mean?
You just got to drop your hood mentality.
You got to drop some names,
Michael Jordan
had to let go. They had to let go of the hood, though.
Michael Jordan didn't do hood shit.
Allen Iverson.
Michael Jordan didn't do. Okay,
he
took over the world.
Whoa.
Stop. Allen Iverson took over the world. I want to make sure I got this right.
He made it to the championship game, fool. That's for a kid to grow up and see a nigga. Y'all just don't get it, fool.
Child, Allen Iverson took over
the
world.
Come from the
Allen Iverson
take
over the world.
Playing Kobe Bryant in the finals as a young nigga, 18 years old, that's taking over the world, man.
Hey, Kobe dead. Now what's taking over the world?
No, we ain't talking about that. We talk about being
Kobe
in the
dead.
Moment. From
ain't
the
nobody
project.
Play him anymore. Now what's taking over the world?
That ain't got nothing to do with the hood. So
Allen Iverson wouldn't even fucking go to practice, child. He wouldn't even practice.
Huh? Man,
Allen Iverson wouldn't even go to practice.
You sound like the fucking commercial. So what? The man came from nothing.
What do you mean,
what
so what?
He came from the hood. His mama is living in a big-ass mansion right now. The man is rich.
He came from the hood.
Fuck what them white folks talking about, man. I don't care if he didn't practice. That man's scoring 35 points a game. Practice for what?
We missing it.
The man came from nothing.
We missing it.
The man came from the hood, and he came from nothing. The biggest thing is, you can be from the hood. You can make sure you take your hood knowledge
and turn it into something positive.
There you
Period.
Go. But you have to leave the hood. You have to leave. You have to leave. Jay-Z left.
Colin Powell from Brooklyn. Colin Powell from the dirtiest part of Brooklyn.
Dope.
He didn't sell no dope. But nobody talked. We heard more about Alpo than fucking Colin Powell.
Man,
y'all can't
about
tell.
About
y'all can't tell.
Only
no, no, bro.
Alpo,
I'm looking at the
dead,
proof.
Bro.
Colin Powell dead.
Colin Powell dead, too.
No, we celebrate. We're not celebrating Colin Powell death. We celebrating Alpo death. That's what you hear. Celebration. Cheers. Joy. That's what you hear, bro. That's cheers.
Well,
we do
understand that
sides.
From the outside looking
I
in.
See it on both
understand,
sides.
Understand that why I get the people who were touched by his actions are celebrating. Understand that to the end, it's just another bad incident of hood shit gone wrong.
That's true.
You said
true, but
you said
you ain't got
Allen
no
Iverson.
In the hood. Your mama ain't got enough
Allen Iverson left the hood. All these people who you there is no person that you could point to that made it from the hood and stayed there and still made it, conquer the world.
So.
Oh, no,
so,
you're
let me ask a question. Since the hood is
all
so good, is it good to raise your kids in the hood if you don't have to?
That's what you know.
Yes and no. Yes and
no. No. Is the hood good to raise your kids in since it's so fucking good?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to tell you why. All right.
Okay.
Let's take this for instance. Like when I used to stay in Happy
hood
Hill, right?
Strong, man.
Yeah, dog. I'm just gonna say, I used to stay in Happy Hill, man. You know, people used to come through there shooting and everything. People didn't even have to know you. They'd baby, get in this house. You see, they out here shooting. They'll grab you in their house real quick. They ain't even have to know who you was or none of that. You know what I'm saying? It was a community thing. You get what I'm saying? So I can say, yes, you could raise your kids out there. Because to be honest with you, if you got any hood kid, you won't be able to do nothing to that kid, period. That kid, they're going to be molded and going to be ready for this world, for real.
Okay, now let's get to the statistics. Okay, now let's jump to the statistics. You said what you said, right? You can't do anything right. to them. Where most of the rats coming from and where most of the murders happening?
Well, I can't agree with that.
Where the rats
coming from and where the murders happening and stuff happening anywhere. That shit don't even make sense for it.
Are most of the rats coming from two-parent households in the suburbs?
Every situation that I've seen that somebody from the suburbs get pinched, them motherfuckers singing like a goddamn bird.
and then get right back to the suburbs.
Fuck yeah, they tell
them. And I'm gonna tell you something. Let me go ahead and break it down. If somebody from the suburbs, who's more than likely a customer, okay,
right.
if they know that much information, the hood still ain't producing the strongest niggas.
If they know enough information to bring down a motherfucking indictment,
that shit's coming from the inside. It's coming from the inside. Look at Alpo.
Okay.
Nobody from the outside told Alpo,
even in a family, if you got a family of five, you might have four strong folks, but you still going to have a weak link. Everybody ain't built that way.
I get it.
Sound right.
Okay, so it's just a lot of weak links.
But we can't pretend that weak links happen on just a regular interval.
Listen, bro. At the end of the day,
look, if you step out here in these streets, you got to accept what comes with it, period.
Even if that sounds good in practice.
That sounds good in theory. It sounds good coming out your mouth. Numbers don't support it. I'm going to have to disagree with that, Mike.
I know when it's time I had to stand up. I knew to keep my damn mouth shut. You know what I'm saying? But you're from a different era. We talking about 45 and up Euro people.
I'm 43. We talking about 40 and up, with the exception of Chop, who's still old school. Y'all cannot assume that these young niggas got the same mentality that we got.
Well, I agree.
They ain't built the same code book. Go ahead, Chop.
This ain't a beat 'em, join 'em program. You can't. If you can't beat them, join them program. No, we're not doing it.
You can't just join the program.
This is not the.
Here go my question. Come on with the question. Line up 10 cats from the hood that you know. 10.
Uh-huh.
In your mind. Get them in your mind.
All right.
Now, out of those 10, how many of them are saying, I'm going to do what I do, got to do to get out of the hood?
See, all 10 on mine, right? Yeah, they're trying to do what they
got to
do to get out of the hood.
So how can a mentality that serves in the hood be something that needs to remain? If my whole goal is to get out, I get what you're saying.
It's contradicted to the whole fact.
Let me go back. It's a whole contradiction.
Man, look.
I get what you're saying.
One thing we got to stop doing, dude, And I'm going to say this. Until we can stop engaging in fantasy and romanticism about this shit, we're not going to get nowhere.
But it's like an alcoholic, man.
It's like an alcoholic going to AA, bro. If he's not going to say he's an alcoholic.
Hold on. So what do you think we need to do, Mike?
I'm telling you what we need to do.
We got to define the difference between keeping it real and being stupid. We got to define that line.
We got to stop romanticizing this because I'm going
to
be honest.
We
got to
get to those people who have hood mentality.
If the hood is producing strong dudes, like you say, then the hood wouldn't be the number one thing that's bringing the hood down.
Right.
If the hood was producing strong dudes,
the hood wouldn't be bringing the hood down.
Hey, man, listen.
When there were strong men in the neighborhood, hold on. Let me make my point. When there were strong men in the neighborhood, i.e. our days, i.e. my granddaddies, uncles, niggas like that,
man,
they weren't going to tell. And guess what they were going to do as well? Not only were they not going to tell on each other, guess what they were going to do as well, Chop? They were going to protect us. They protected our mothers. They protected
y'all
people.
Niggas protecting them, they mothers? Some of y'all niggas doing that too, bro. Y'all ain't not there, so y'all don't know that. Some of y'all niggas doing that too. I can't say that. You feel me? Because I be seeing it. So... Let me say this right here. Okay, if I can write 90 kids and tell on you and get out of trouble, that is the problem. And who created that way of living?
The feds, the people. Not the feds, but the police, the government.
The government.
Right.
So this is divine to go like this. This ain't nobody's option. This is designed, fool. All this shit is designed.
I get it. Once you understand how something is designed, once you understand how something works,
these young folks ain't doing this shit deliberately. This ain't what they want to do with their life, bro. Like, for real.
You can't convince me of that.
It's fucked up out here, man. You got to be out here to know.
Can't convince me of that.
Well, if they know what you know, Chop, you're right. If they know what you know, you're right. But here's the problem with that, though. If you know that a system is a trap, if you know that a system has set a trap, if you're aware of that, who in their right mind will say, you know what, this trap is good, though. It's necessary.
No. I'm here, though. I got to make the best out of my surroundings. I don't have the opportunity to call my rich uncle and move to California. I don't have no rich people in my family. There's no way out of this shit. This ain't. You can't talk about your mama's house and this where your ass got to sleep. You can't go around like your mama ain't doing her best for your family and you eating in a motherfucking house.
So what's the blueprint? What does doing the best look like?
Because these young cats need it. It's in self. You got to better yourself.
But half the shit these niggas do on the street ain't even for their mama, man. This is what I'm talking about, man. Like, all of these are good talking points, bro. People want to bring up mamas, kids, everybody else that they don't give a fuck about for real when they out here on the streets doing this shit.
Man, ain't nobody out
there
on the screen.
When you out here telling on motherfuckers, dogs, you don't care about your mother, bro. When you out here telling on folks, you don't care about your mama, bro. You don't care about your kids. You don't.
That's what I'm talking about. But this is full of these people.
Is what I'm saying.
Got to get the Wi-Fi in the hood and slide on.
Hey, man, look, I think that if we start by telling the truth, that, yeah, people are in fucked up situations economically out here. We can start by saying that.
I'm going to give it to you.
One way out type of situation. to create a one-way out type scenario, I think that is, I really think that is, that's not accurate.
Look, what you mean? Who created a one-way out?
Check it out. We got another call. Hold on. Go ahead. Go ahead, real.
As a boxing coach that's worked with the troubled teams, right? Where it has to start is the parents and the people who out there on the ground level of this where things is going down. They have to let a child know your job is not just to survive this, but to get out.
You have
ain't
to get
no
out.
Child be to, be, that's ain't that's no child. Not what? Enough children are being told to get out.
Boo Diddley's happening.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yo, Boo Diddley, what's up, man? We got Boo Diddley in the building. What's popping, man?
Yo.
Hey, go ahead, man. You in the mosh pit, man. I'm not muting nobody. You in the mosh pit. What's popping?
Hey, thanks for bringing me in the mosh pit. But
yep.
I see, you know, I'm from the same. I'm out of Mobile, so I'm saying I see what Chop's seeing. So the thing is, like I was commenting, is balance. And back in our time, we were taught like a lot of balance.
Right.
So that's the first thing. But also, we know where it kind of went left at when the material things came in and the rappers that we looked up to, because keep in mind, I'm 42 years old. So the rappers that we looked up to, the entertainers, they was talking about, hey, money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Money. Tupac, money over bitches. M-O-E, M-O-B.
Right.
And other rappers. So where we raise these problem childs, we raise them, and we have to admit that. We have to be
got grown.
Hey, we fumbled.
Yeah, they got grown.
Yeah,
we have to admit that.
Can't turn on them now.
We can't single ourselves out and be like, nah, my homeboy, he fucked up. No, that's your homeboy, you fucked up too.
Okay. Right. Absolutely.
We messed up with the let's say our age bracket, the 20-something-year-olds, the 18-year-olds, the 17-year-olds, the 16-year-olds.
Hey, man.
If we know what we need to do, if we know what we need to do, let's implement what we was taught to the 3-year-olds, the 4-year-olds, the 5-year-olds, the 6-year-olds, the 7-year-olds, the 8-year-olds.
You got to start down at the bottom with, you got to start with kids,
that's
bro.
A plan.
You have to.
That's a plan.
You
it's
have
basic.
To.
It's life. That's math.
Ain't no other way to do it.
That's,
you're right.
That's the plan.
Okay, that's how we solve that. You have to solve that.
Right.
That's how you get. But get back to the hood mentality. Okay, it's balance. Certain things in the hood, we was always taught about survival.
Good,
about
right.
survival. Putting good. Something on the table. You dig what I'm saying? We learned that type
right.
of stuff. We learned that type of stuff from men. From strong women. You feel what I'm saying? But we know what happened.
Right.
We know what happened. We know who took that away. Now you got the prisons overcrowded. The ones that didn't go to prison, what happened? They lose their jobs because of the recession.
Yeah.
Right.
Damn right they do.
So what we do? The woman is the provider. The strippers are the providers.
You got to
only fans. The only fans. Yeah.
So once you see the issue, it's on you as an individual to change it. Okay, yeah, I feel you, Chop. Yeah, some of us, most of us, got to be in the hood and talking to these young brothers. But not all of us. Because we all can't be at one spot because there's other stuff that needs to be taken care of. We need someone on the radio. We need someone on these podcasts. We need someone on the news. We need someone in position. How the fuck can we win if we're not going to put nobody in position to take care of it? I will take care of this over here and take care of that.
You gotta have them on these. You got them have them on these platforms because these kids that's the main influencer right now is these platforms. How many kids got a cell phone where they can look up what they want to?
It's basic.
You gotta have that.
It be tell him about how the blood be spilt when it's so much blood spilt that it's hard to stop this disease.
Right, it's
killing.
Right,
it's
hard.
It's
that's
so
why.
Much blood that's been spilt. Like
that's why.
I'm gonna be honest. I've lost a lot of people in my family, bro, from violence, street violence. Like, I got a big part of my family from Philadelphia, South Philly. You know what I'm saying? That's where a lot of them died at, from street violence. The ones that are up there left, you know, you can't strike back at everything. Somebody has to stop it. We got 90 seconds left on the call, man. Fellas. I'm
going
to try to give everybody 30 seconds. Boo, you came on last, man. Go ahead and wrap up.
Hey, man. Just like I said, man, once you figure out the issue, the problem, whatever, you know, it's time to put pride to the side. Link up with good brothers. Link up with good sisters, and let's start from the bottom. Let's start with the children.
Yeah.
Let's start with the baby.
That's the only way.
Absolutely. I got to move on. Chop, go ahead. The real dude and Carmen. So go ahead. 10 seconds apiece. Go ahead, Chop. Wrap it up.
Yeah, I'm with Boo. Everything Boo said, man. We just got to come out here on each corner and step it up, man. Step it up with the youth and be a part of their life. We can't speak on nothing that you ain't a part of.
Absolutely. Real dude, go ahead. 15 seconds.
Just get rid of that hood mentality and get that village mentality back that we used to have. That's it.
That's a fact.
Absolutely. That guy, what you got to wrap up with? You got 10.
Man, I'm gonna say this, and this gonna sum up everything. Everybody affect who you can in your circle. Period. That is first.
Amen, brothers. Man, I appreciate y'all for joining us tonight, man. This is a good conversation. And we're going to have plenty of more of these. And like I said, I like to push, man. We got to have these rough conversations. Let's iron this shit out. Because I want to see us make it.
Yeah.
I want to see us out of poverty.
That's a fact.
I sure enjoyed this conversation right here.
I did too, man. And we're going to be doing a lot more of these, man, because this is where it starts. So I appreciate y'all, fellas, man, for joining us, man.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right.